Hi there, it's Jeff here from The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant, and we need your help. When you're done listening to the show, jump over to thejeffshowpodcast.com and take our little survey. The link is right on the main page, and it's your chance to tell us what you love or what you don't love about the podcast. And be sure to be totally honest with us. We can take it. The best part? It's only going to take a few minutes to do. In the meantime, thanks for checking out The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. This edition of The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant is brought to you by Calgary's classic rock, The Drive. Tune in Friday nights at 7 for a complete classic rock concert on Friday Night Live. Listen online at thedriveyyc.com. Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. And a very happy Thursday to you. Thank you so much for jumping on board and joining us here today on The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. My name is Jeff. Normally at this time I would say, hello, good sir, and Jason Bryant would pop in and say hello to you. However, at this particular junction in time, he is off. He's had some things he's had to do over the last couple of days. I knew he was off doing something yesterday, concrete, but I have a sneaky suspicion today he's just off crying about Leafs goalie Jonathan Bernier being sent down to the minors for a conditioning deal. Joking. I know Jay's got stuff going on. He's a busy, busy guy. You are a busy, busy person, which is why I am proud to present to you the very first ever podcast-only edition of The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. This is something a little bit different. If you missed out on the show yesterday, allow me to explain. So over the course of the last year, since I was let go from my real radio job, Jason and I have been doing this podcast. We kind of did it off and on for the first little while, and then we did it pretty regularly through, I guess, right through February, March, into April and May. And then over the summer, we had to take a little bit of time off and through the fall, and then now we're back and we're doing this again on the regular, which, you know, is awesome and we're really enjoying it. We used to do the show live. We did it on an internet radio station that was of my creation, part of my media empire, if you will, of two things, called The Drive. And we discovered that, you know what, people apparently listening to internet radio, they don't want to listen to talk. They want to listen to music, which, fine by us. So what we've done now is we've created this show in a podcast-only version. And it seems to be starting to take off. We're starting to get some subscribers. I was checking the stats the other night, and I noticed that we have our very first ever subscriber to the podcast. Somebody in the U.S. gets a notification every time we post a new show, which is awesome. Thank you to that person, whoever you are, wherever you are. Thank you so much. And I hope you share that with like a dozen other people, because it would be awesome if we could really get this thing going. Anyways, the show now exclusively available for podcast and available through a swanky new website. Now, it is available in a couple of different places. The show's available on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/thedriveyyc. It's also available on for download via the Drive's website, which is thedriveyyc.com. There's a Jeff Show page on there for now. And then it's also available via the website, which is thejeffshowpodcast.com. On that website as well, there's some very cool stuff on there. some very cool stuff on there, including a little rundown of what we've done during the show, what we've talked about, links to the stories that we've talked about, as well as the player on there, so you can listen to all of the previous shows. Also, the aforementioned survey is on there, so you can tell us what you do and don't like about the show. So it's really cool, and we appreciate all the feedback that we've been starting to get on this. And it's a lot of fun doing this this particular podcast. It's a little harder doing it solo, because this essentially means that I'm basically just talking to myself, which I'll freely admit to doing a lot of on a regular basis. I have had some of the most amazing conversations with nobody. that you would be amazed by these conversations. And I've read some stories where it says some of the most intelligent people in the world talk to themselves on a regular basis. So I would like to think that I'm one of the most intelligent people in the world. That's got to be the case, isn't it? I don't know. Anyways, lots of different things to talk about on the show. Some of it throwbacks to things that we've talked about in the past on the show. One of the big topics of discussion as of late for Jay and I has been Uber. Now, Uber is very familiar to people elsewhere. It's only really started to come in Canada over the last little while. They tried to get it going here in Calgary. It did not work. Thanks to the fine folks at Calgary City Council, our illustrious mayor, Nahed Nenshi, who, you know, they're saying it's for the safety of the passengers that they're putting all these restrictions on Uber. Bullshit. Everybody knows that's not the case. Everybody knows that it is 100% entirely to do with the monopoly that taxi cabs have in some of these cities. The laws are set out in that they are essentially completely and fully designed to protect cab drivers. Now, I have a story about a cab. My wife, just last week, she had an event. She had a Christmas party to go to. She took a cab home from this event. Basically traveled roughly 30 kilometers from an area just around downtown Calgary to the southeast part of the city where we live, the far southeast. $65 is what it cost her for a cab. $65 to travel 30 kilometers. That's more than $2 a kilometer. That's mental that would even be a thing, that it would be that much. That's craziness. Anyways, a friend of hers the weekend previous, before Uber was shut down by our city council, they took an Uber cab for a similar distance, cost them about half of that. Absolutely blown away by the cost of cabs. And a lot of cities are like this. Calgary seems to be particularly bad. Other cities that I've been in, not crazy expensive for cabs like this, but this just seemed off the charts. She said, my wife said that when they got in to the cab and the driver said, where are you going? And she told him far southeast part of town. She said it was like his eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. And I said, well, yeah, because he knew he was going to get a ridiculous fare out of you. Now, speaking with some other people over the course of the weekend, they were saying she was lucky the cab driver actually took her that distance, because a lot of cab drivers won't go that far, because the problem is that they're going to get to the far southeast of the city. They're going to go 30 kilometers and then they're probably going to have to drive another 30 kilometers before they'll be able to pick someone up. So what ends up happening is the cab drivers essentially just turn around and take short trips from point A to point B to point A to point B to point A to point B within the downtown area, because they can do a lot more trips over the course of a night, which again is everything that's wrong with cab industry. Cabs are designed to pick you up and take you where you want to go. You pay them money to do that. You pay them more money than what you would pay a bus or a train, because you want to do it safely. You want to do it efficiently. You want to get there in reasonable time. Anyways, story out of Toronto that I spotted yesterday. A small group of taxi drivers in Toronto launched a hunger strike on Tuesday to protest the city's handling of Uber, which they say continues to operate illegally. The protesters feel that they've run out of options in their fights to get the ride-sharing company to operate within the law. So they set up at Nathan Phillips Square in downtown Toronto with large signs, a tent, and sleeping pads. This, despite reported warnings from security and police that they'd be violating bylaws. They said they vowed to stay outside of City Hall until the city acts to shut the company down. Now, met with orders from security guards and police officers to remove their tent as it violates city bylaws, the protesters shot back with questions about why bylaws aren't being enforced against Uber. You know what? In some ways, sure, reasonable question. But at the same time, this is not the way to go about enacting this change. Now, you might remember, if you listened to the show last week, there was a story that came up saying that the Competition Bureau of Canada